Yo, yo, yo. What is up? What is up? What is up? Welcome back to Avery Sports Show. And of course, those of you who know me, you know my work in the CEBL, covering the Edmonton Stingers, covering all teams. And this past year in the CEBL, we had the chance to see Calgary get involved in the league with the relocation of the Guelph Nighthawks to Calgary, becoming the Calgary Surge, and establishing what was a very fun year for them, making it to Championship Weekend as during the first year in Calgary, and we saw the first ever Battle of Alberta take place this past year where the Stingers played Calgary in games that were very intense, very fun. And now, on May 21st, the Stingers will be taking their home opener against Edmonton to the Calgary Saddle Dome, and what's sure to be one of the cooler experiences of the CEBL season in 2024. So we want to have on someone who knows what's going down. It is the VP of the Calgary Surge, Dylan Howe. Dylan, welcome to the podcast. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, Avery. Thanks for having me, man. I appreciate it.
No, of course. Like, of course. A blast to have you on. And, I got to ask you, Dylan, just even before we get to the game at the Saddle Dome in 2024 in May, just what has it been like to see not only this Surge team have success in year one in Calgary, but to see Calgary again embrace this team, make it their own, and have this team have success? Because because for people who know the basketball history, pro hoops has been a thing in Calgary, or was a thing in Calgary for many years in the 80s and 90s. And this is the first real top level team to be in Calgary since the 88s were around. So what does it mean to see this team have success in year one and be embraced by Calgary, Dylan?
You hit the nail on the head. I think for me, it's the being embraced by the city. We know Calgary is a sports-centric city. It has pretty much every possible property in almost every league in the city. But for us to transition the team from Guelph to Calgary and to be received with such open arms, and obviously there was some success on the court, but more than anything, it was just a fantastic ride considering it was almost a year ago to the date of relocating the team and then going into our first season with a lot of firsts and a lot of newness along with it. And like you mentioned, having a team from the 88s to kind of then to move forward to where we are today, it's been fantastic. It's been really great.
Yeah, of course. Coming down to Winsport, covering the games against Edmonton, and seeing how the crowds of Winsport got behind this team, and you had a very exciting team last year in 2023. I just thought, wow, like one, I thought Winsport was a great venue. It was loud, it was intense, and just seeing the fact that that's how it can be tough for teams that relocate to gravitate to a new market when the team struggles. But what did it mean, I guess, to see this team be a playoff team right off the hop and be one that was contending with the Scarboroughs and with other teams across the league that have been established for quite some time in the CEBL, Dylan?
Yeah, it's funny you say that because for me, obviously knowing and following the Battle of Alberta my entire life, I'm a Leafs fan growing up in Ontario, so I kind of saw it from afar, and I still remember the Flames run in 03. But to kind of be a part of that on the basketball side and be able to bring that to life, like you mentioned at Winsport, for many of those who know Winsport as the iconic area for obviously the Olympics and all the national events they hold out there. To be able to bring basketball there and obviously build off the provincial rivalry, it was fantastic. And obviously, we opened our season against the Stingers last season as well. We will do so this year, like you mentioned, on May 21st at the Scotiabank Saddle Dome. It's been cool because for me, being able to have a successful team is why we play the game. We know sports mean a lot more than just the athletic feat, right? It's part of the community, bringing people together. And kind of taking people out of their day to day, which is a part of the reason why we all work in sport. But in terms of the success we had in year one, I think coming from Guelph, because I helped launch that team back in 2018. So I've been through the league from the very beginning to today, and seeing the success we had on the basketball side, that is Shane James, our GM, Mike Gerling, our AGM, our head coach Nelson Taroba, and our senior advisor of basketball operation, Steve Kanchelski. Between that brain trust, we were able to put together a roster that was arguably one of the best rosters on paper. I know we fell short to the Scarborough Shooting Stars in the championship finals last season. But I think having the trust in which we do with those gentlemen that I mentioned, and obviously everyone else along the line, whether it's our basketball ops interns, our front office as well, to get fans to the games. They all kind of blended together to have a successful season. And truthfully, I mean, it would have been nice to be crowned CBL champions in our first season in the league, or at least in Calgary. But I mean, at least it gives us something to work towards for next season, or at least this upcoming season, because the job's not done.
No, of course. You mentioned, you know, just building the team and seeing the guys in this roster. And, you know, two of the biggest names that stepped up in a major way again this year were Sean Miller-Moore and Stephen Smith. These were two of the guys you couldn't turn on a surge game and not see them having a major impact on the floor for Calgary. What did it mean to see these guys taking another step in their development in this league again, Dylan?
It's been great because, like you mentioned, but those are two former Nighthawks, and I know I always get trouble in around here because I still bring up the Nighthawks, and I still got all our gear. But to see the way Ruggsy has grown, again, we had him in his rookie season, if you will, last year, and he's a high flyer, he's a great defender, he's intelligent on the court, and for us to transition that, and he had another year under his belt from being played professional to this season, it's been great to see for me, and it's been fantastic. So a lot of our fans, they're new to this, right? These are new names that most in the city haven't heard of unless you're following the game closely. Uh-huh. And then Steph Smith, you know, he's lighting up right now in Spain, but to see his success from last season to build upon it now it's been great, because he's someone, not like most guys on our team, he takes everything very seriously, and he's one of the new age thinkers when it comes to professional sports. He meditates, obviously he trains well, he's in tune with his body, and you could see that growth from the start of the season. And I know you saw it probably all too well when we came back in your home opener last season from 16 points down, and you know, Steph had the dagger at the free throw line. Both of those gentlemen, you know, they're on the pathway to success, especially in our league, but also internationally. And again, you know, those are the two names that people gravitate to. And you have Mason Borsier, you have Simi as well, and you know, Terry. Like, our whole roster was like I said, on paper, one of the best rosters in the league. But one thing that you can't see on paper is just the camaraderie that the guys had, and that's the one piece that our league has, is you have so many great Canadians who were forced to go play elsewhere, you know, during the typical basketball season, and for them to come home and to show, you know, Canadians, and, you know, you've seen it in Edmonton with, you know, the transition of Jordan Baker and Xavier and everyone kind of buying into that landscape. It's for us, we're given the opportunity for those in Calgary to say, hey, there's a pathway to pro basketball between all the groups, all the basketball groups here at CMBA. It's been fun to be able to say, hey, Steph, Ruggsy, these are guys you can kind of emulate and, you know, eventually be one day.
No, it's very true, because for a very long time in Edmonton and in Calgary, there wasn't those pro options to say, you know, hey, come here, play here, or even for a local fan base to come and see and watch a team. And I think the big thing too is that one thing that fans like about the fact that the CBL, this is a stable league, it's stable ownership among all the communities, among the franchise and head office, and what's been done here in the league has been amazing. And I know, of course, I mentioned up top the Surge to the Dome game on May 21st. I got to ask you, Dylan, so how did this come together, being able to pull off a game at the Saddle Dome? Like, you know, like, what can you tell us about how this got executed, and what is there still, what's going to be done still leading up to this? Because this is a very exciting game. And it's very cool to see more CBL teams saying, yeah, we can have a game in an NHL-sized arena.
Yeah, honestly, I think, like you said, it's the hard work that's been put in for all our teams, truthfully, in our league to get to where they are today. But as it pertains to, you know, Search the Dome, that campaign, it all, you know, backtracks to the beginning of May last season, right? Mm-hmm. Like you mentioned, coming down to Winsport, we had several sellouts, and the demand was there. And truthfully, for us, playing at the Saddle Dome is just the next step in our growth, right? For us, we're still new, right? I always like to say we're a startup, but the way the city's got on board, they've surrounded us, they've really been the real driver to our success, truthfully. And for us, it's why not? Like you mentioned, Winnipeg, you know, they set the record for attendance in the CBL last season with 10,030 along there, I believe, if memory serves me right. And so for us in our front office, you know, we had the success that we did. We have the strong relationship with CSEC. We look kind of just looked at one another and thought, well, why not? Let's at least have one game up there. If things go well, maybe it's a second, it's a third. And I think from the support we've got today to date, going on sale season with public tickets for this game, just this past week, actually Friday, we went live. It proves we made the right decision because tickets are moving and people are excited for this game, even though we are still 4 months away. And it's kind of hard to think about May when it's minus 32 degrees out right now, but I know we're all probably trying to find some other sunny destination to get to. But again, to answer your question in terms of how did it all come together, it was just having the success that we've seen from this past season, the support of our fans, and then us looking at one another in our front office, kind of pushing the boundaries and trying to give the fans what they want.
No, that is amazing. And I gotta imagine, maybe, but I'm sure the opponent was guaranteed had to be Edmonton. I'm sure they was. I'm sure that, you know, it said had to be Edmonton for game one in Saddledome.
how could we not, right? I think again, we're hoping to see as many Edmontonians and Stinger fans down here on May 21st to cheer on the Stingers. But again, well, I hope they get drowned out by the thousands of Surge fans who are in attendance instead. But no, like you said, it had to be the Stingers. There was no other way. There was no other opponent. Maybe no. A rematch against Scarborough, but I think Edmonton was the wise decision.
And I know this year, I know you guys saw the invasion of the Stingers fans in the buses. And but you know, how cool was it, though, to see that in the CBL? We're now at a point where one market can come down and invade another market. This is really the first time you've seen it. You don't really see it, say, with the Honey Badgers or, say, the Shooting Stars. This is the first real market where you have two teams in a reasonably close distance to drive to another one via bus and make it hostile. I thought that was really cool. And my second point to that is, will we see a return? Could we see this year, Dylan, a bus of Calgary fans coming north to a game this year in 2024 to the Expo Center, the Hangar?
I mean, that's something that I would love to see happen. I think, you know, like you mentioned, the success of the Stingers, you know, being two-time champions, mm-hmm. and having a strong core fan base who are, you know, devoted to the team, who want to see the team succeed, but also want to see the league succeed, is fantastic. Because I think, you know, if I could take myself back in time to 2018 when we were launching all the different teams, all the different cities, and then we launched our inaugural season in 2019. Yes. This is exactly where we want to be as a league. Mike Morreale, commissioner of the league, you know, his history in the CFL, again, understanding the rivalries, again, playing for the Ticats, he knows what the Southern Ontario Liberty Classic means for Argos fans and Ticats fans, and he knows what it means for Stamps and Eskimo fans. Again, I think having that core fan base in each market, and having two cities that are so deeply passionate about their sports, and I would probably say hatred for the opposing city, and you know, but I'd say for as it pertains to the league, it's exactly where we want to be. Because I think, to your point, Surge fans will be traveling to Edmonton at some point over the next couple seasons and obviously into the future as the league grows. And it's the beauty of sport, right? We all get behind our teams. We want to see our team succeed. And it just adds that extra layer when you have a provincial rival with like deep roots in all sports. It's just fun to be a part of, right? Again, at the end of the day, we can all leave and happy and be, you know, still with one another. But for those, in our case, 60 minutes, it's important, you know, like we're rivals at that point, but it's cool to see the growth of the league, and it's only going to continue to grow as well, which is also fantastic, especially considering, in our case, this was the first year of having the Battle of Alberta.
Yes.
In the basketball scene.
No, of course, Dylan. Of course, I know you've been around the CBL for a long time. Oh, goes going back to Guelph, now in Calgary, and Mike Morreale continue to talk about the future and growth, and basically saying that expect more teams come in 2025. You know, we can safely assume, I'm sure, you know, there's a possibility of Quebec City coming in. I'm sure eventually after that, more teams in the West Coast of Canada. And what does that mean, someone who's been in the league for a while, to see the CBL truly be this country's first coast-to-coast league where we have teams out in BC, Alberta, Quebec, briefly we had Newfoundland. Like, this is the first to which we can say the CBL is gone from coast to coast with a professional basketball league.
Yeah, like, honestly, it's great to see, because I think as someone who works on the business side of things, and someone who works in sports, and as someone who sees the progression and the demand of sport, especially when it comes to the education standpoint as well, right? I, you know, going through school, you see so many, you know, new grads who are trying to break their way into the sport industry, but there's so few opportunities in Canada, because again, it's either the big four, or it's minor sport to some extent. Otherwise, in the States, they've got everything. So in Canada, the opportunities are very limited. So to have a professional league, professional teams in each corner and pocket of the country is fantastic, because the demand is there from a fan base standpoint, and the quality is there from the athletic standpoint. When you see the amount of players making their way, whether it's, you know, women or men, to the NCAA ranks, then who move on professionally, the talent is there that should be showcased. And so for our league starting at six, like you mentioned, in 2018, 2019, to our inaugural season, to being at 10, and at one point having at least 11 teams, to your point of Newfoundland, it's fantastic, right? So would I like to see more teams in our league? Absolutely. I think there's a few other markets in this country that I think could probably do well with the team. Uh-huh. Whether that comes to fruition, completely out of my hands, but as someone who works in league and has seen each new team come into league, it's always been a little bit of excitement, right? Especially when Ottawa came in. I was like, okay, dude, another Ontario team. This is exciting. The Montreal came in. Mm-hmm. And you saw the success they had in their fan base. You know, Winnipeg. Like, it's just been, you know, each season has been exciting, because it's that new opportunity. It's that new challenge. It's new competition, right? You see guys, as our league has grown, guys are now playing at different teams throughout our league. It's sort of, you know, slowly gaining that traction to what most fans see when they look at established leagues, whether it's in North America or internationally.
No, exactly, Dylan. My last one for you now. I know. I tweeted it a few months ago, and I got back a bunch of eyeball emojis from the Surge's Twitter page. So maybe you can't say just quite yet, but, you know, I would love to know if maybe there's going to be a hint of maybe special jerseys for that game, maybe a throwback look, you know. Can we expect it to be a little bit different for the uniforms from maybe Surge and possibly Stingers, do you think?
I wish I could give an answer on that, but I will give a little tidbit. It's definitely something that our ownership group has been looking into. We know the deep history of the 88s, and we would love to pay homage to them in some way, shape, or form, whether it's this season or in future seasons. But we definitely recognize the history in this city when it comes to basketball, and we'd love to, you know, continue to play a part in that in the future as well. So keep your eyes peeled.
we definitely will. And yeah, Dylan, you know, thank you for coming on Avery Sports Show. I'm definitely going to try and come down, because that's going to be basketball history to see a game at the Saddle Dome involving the Surge and the Stingers.
Absolutely, Avery. Love to see you there. Again, for anyone who's looking for tickets, the game is on May 21st of this year. Tickets will be found at thecalgarysurge.ca/surge2thedome with the number 2. So, Avery, I look forward to seeing you there, and I appreciate you having me on, man. It's been a lot.
Awesome. Thanks, Dylan.
Thank you.